my last questions, and unless there's anything else you want to say, well, period, my last questions, and then you can say anything else you want to say if there's anything. You know, we just talked about insights, and you are, you saw that you have a high blue preference, so you're really great at the details and catching all the, you know, you're great at editing, and now all that makes sense to me, right? And it's no secret. I mean, you won't be surprised that I'm like six on blue or something. Six, I don't have a whole lot of blue in my chart. So details like that are a struggle for me, and I've practiced and gotten better. And I know that that's an area that I'm not particularly strong in. So when we have emails back and forth, like just yesterday, I said, I'm seeing your people tomorrow, and you said, Wednesday, and I was like, all right, Wednesday. Other than that area, or you could even speak to that area, is there anything that you would say that people need to be aware of or watch out for or know about if they're going to work with me?
I'd say if someone is looking for, like, the superhero, always happy to be, you know, it's like who knows the right answer and will be like, this is what you need to do and here's where you need to go, and if you just do this, this will make it all better. You are not that person, which I'm thankful for. But no, you aren't Miss Queen of the Details, and I'm fine with that. And you, one of the things I really appreciate, and I've said this to other people, one of the things I really appreciate about you is that you're human. You have faults, and you don't try and hide those faults, though. You'll speak those thoughts. You'll be like, you'll say, like you just said, you'll say, I really am, just so you know, I'm not great with the details. Please let me know if this doesn't look right. Or you'll follow up later in the day. If you said, you know, I hope you understood what I was saying here. You'll check in about stuff. And to me, that shows that you don't think like you're the know-it-all. And you don't come across like you're the know-it-all. And you also don't come across like this, like your answer or your comment is the right way. You're just, again, giving the tools and saying, this is what I think will work for you based on the knowledge I have about you. But, you know, you don't act like you're human. And I like that. I feel that was one of the problems I had when I would see these other coaches, quote unquote, stand up and talk about what they can do for me and my team. They would be very much like, you know, I'm going to make everything all rainbows and kittens and bunnies, and it's going to be fantastic. And, you know, just, you know, come on. And I would just be like, I don't know you. I don't trust you. And I trust you because you're authentic.